And good morning. Welcome into In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Has a busy show lined up for you here on this Friday. We're going to start things off first with Manhattan Convention and Visitors Bureau Executive Director Karen Hibbard joining us. Thanks for being here.
My pleasure, Brandon. Good morning.
It's Glenn. It is a good morning.
It is a good morning. It's a beautiful, beautiful spring day out there. I know we're pushing spring just a little bit, but wanted to remind folks that this weekend we get a spring forward. So don't forget on Saturday night to turn your clocks up an hour. And as we do that, the activities in Manhattan get wound up, ready to go. So I'm here to share with you a little bit of what's happening in Manhattan this month of March.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on, even though there are a lot of people going to be traveling this month.
Absolutely. It's spring break month, and it's just a fun, fun time. I am very pleased to announce that 2A State Basketball is back, and that will be bouncing into Bramlage Coliseum next Wednesday with 2A State Basketball. This will be our 30th year to host 2A here in Manhattan, Kansas. And that is huge for Manhattan. It is about a $1.5 million economic impact to our community. Those 2A schools are small schools that many times their classes are about 35 to 40 in number. So small schools come to town, and as you can imagine, their basketball heroes are their heroes. So everybody that makes it to state, the whole town will come. It will be moms and dads, their bands, their cheerleaders, their fans, their next-door neighbors, aunts and uncles. And so we'll welcome between 8,000 to 10,000 people to town during the course of the tournament play. Again, Wednesday starts girls, so classes 2A, 4A, and 6A, girls play first. Then on Thursday, boys play. If you lose, you go home. If you win, then you're here to play on Friday and again on Saturday. So we're real excited again for 30 years to host 2A State Basketball in the Manhattan community. This is a great partnership, Brandon, that we share with Kansas State University, with KSU Athletics, with Manhattan Parks and Rec, and certainly the Chamber. We help organize and manage that tournament. We need to have volunteers that make this be a success, and we still have a few slots available. We have T-shirt sales, program sales, and ticket takers that we still are looking for some time availability if we have a volunteer that would like to help out. Certainly give our office a call, 776-8829, and ask for Anna, and she can help get you a time slot there. But it takes about 200 volunteers to run this tournament, and it's a great way for people to just really have fun as it's spring basketball, March Madness season, but it's a great way for us to welcome those potential students and fans to consider Manhattan as their school of choice, as well as their community of choice as well.
Yeah, it's so great to have that tournament here, and I bet you guys like having the smaller classes here because they do support, it seems like, more so than the bigger schools.
They do. As we work with Kansas State High School Activities Association, truly 2A is the one that has the best gates because, as you said, those small towns, small communities, their high school is really the pulse of their community, so they're all in wanting to support their team as they come to compete for that state title. So it is a big deal. And again, we're just thrilled to have it back. Last year, due to remind our listeners, the Big 12 tournament will be in Kansas City the same time as high school championships are being played.
Okay. Good to know. And then obviously, that can't happen without volunteers.
Absolutely. And again, as I said, if you have a couple of hours and you would be willing to help take tickets to sell programs or to sell T-shirts, we still have a few slots available, specifically next Saturday. We've checked the weather, and it looks like we're going to have Chamber of Commerce weather next week, which that's a great thing with the temperatures being in the 60s and 70s. But our community really excels with volunteer help. And so if you are willing and have some time and would like to help in those spots, give our office a call at 776-8829 and ask for Anna, and we can plug you into a time slot. I also wanted to thank our listeners. Last month when I was here, we were talking about conferences that were coming to town. And this last Sunday through Tuesday, we hosted the DECA conference, high school students coming in to compete in business competitions. And again, it couldn't be a success without volunteers. And we had over 100 volunteers help to judge that competition. And so, again, we are really, really grateful for the generosity of the community that are willing to give of their time to help students know that they make a difference when they come to Manhattan to compete.
Yeah. Well, that DECA conference sounded like that was a big nice turnout.
It really was. And this was our second year in hosting that, and we hope that we can continue to be the host community for that as well. So,
all right. Well, we're going to talk a little bit of expansion of the Conference Center?
Sure. If you have had that opportunity to go by the Manhattan Conference Center lately, you'll see that there's a lot of activity that is taking place there. And we are very, very pleased, worked with Brad Everett, the general manager of the Hilton Garden Inn and the Manhattan Conference Center. Just this week, we were doing some promotional and informational updates on the expansion. That expansion is moving forward well ahead of schedule, and we're really, really grateful for that. They're adding just a little over 11,000 square feet to the conference center. It's about half of a ballroom that is being added. The roof is almost on, and it will soon be, just in time for great weather, it will soon be to the point that they don't have to worry about the weather elements slowing them down. But it looks like that completion date should be well in time for K-State football, so early fall is when we are anticipating the completion of the conference center being done. As we anticipate continuing to showcase Manhattan in our meeting space and our many offerings that we have to offer, the Convention and Visitors Bureau is doing a roadshow. We're taking Manhattan on the road. On March the 26th, we will be going to the KSU Olathe campus, where we have invited meeting planners, a variety of meeting planners in that Kansas City area, to come to the KSU Olathe campus to meet with the Convention and Visitors Bureau, to meet with our lodging folks, our attractions, and unique venues. And so we'll have an early evening where people will get to have a keen understanding of what Manhattan's offerings are and enticing them to come on into Manhattan to hold a meeting. And so it's kind of a reverse trade show, if you wish, or a reverse sales blitz. Many times we go to those offices. We're asking those organizations and businesses to come to us and to meet us in person, as well as to understand what our accommodations are. So, again, it's an exciting time for Manhattan and our many offerings.
You know, I hadn't really driven by there a whole lot, the conference center, and I drove by, I think, last week. I was really impressed. I'm like, man, that's going up pretty fast.
Yeah, it really is. We were in there this last week shooting a video of the expansion that is taking on as going on, and there was a large conference that was in the conference center itself. And so if you are in the conference center, you wouldn't notice that there is an expansion going on. They've got that well accommodated, but it will be nice as that additional meeting space happens, because that spillover that happens as we bring multiple meetings into our community, it affects all of us. It affects our shopping opportunities, dining opportunities, opportunities for extracurricular activities in some of our unique venues. All of those benefit when meetings are here in town.
Yeah, definitely. It's going to be great when it's all finished up here, and I didn't realize it's going to be time flies, it seems like. So it's going to be ready just in time for football season?
Yes, yes. They're well ahead of schedule. And so we were anticipating probably the end of probably November, and we're well ahead of schedule now. So looks like probably September is what we're looking at. But we'll keep you posted here. I think it's important for our community to understand how that's coming along and the significance of that. So when I'm back next month in April, I'll give you a an update as to where they are and how that's coming along.
All right. Well, spring break is upon us here. The Manhattan Ogden schools are already out. K-State will be out next week. It's a good time for travel, even to Manhattan.
It is. It is. And, you know, some of us have the I believe you had shared that you were going to step away and have a few days that you can kind of catch your breath. Mm-hmm. And I think that spring break is so important for us to be able to do that. But if you don't have that opportunity to actually get out of town, Manhattan is a great place to vacation in. There's a lot of things that are going on. Certainly next Saturday, we celebrate St. Patrick's Day in Aggieville with the traditional St. Patrick's Day parade and road race. Those activities will be going on. The parade starts at 1 o'clock following the road race, so we really encourage you to go down and support Aggieville and just the fun and festivities. It's kind of the official announcement of spring, if you wish. But if you're looking for some other fun things to do, when you think about spring and you think about spring break, you think about baseball. Well, thanks to the Batcats, they are here in town. And so you can take in some KSU baseball games right in our brand new stadium and great accommodations. And it, like I said, it'll be Chamber of Commerce weather, so you can work on your suntan a little bit and take in those games. But also, as things begin to green up, we'd encourage you to take a drive. Take a drive on the Native Stone Scenic Byway. It meandered through on Highway 99 and look at that native stone. Be sure that you stop into the Flint Hills Discovery Center. They've got a great temporary exhibit in there. See how well you can survive as an early settler here in America. But maybe you want to take in a movie at the IMAX, or maybe there's a shop that you haven't been into yet. So we encourage you next week during spring break, that maybe your activities aren't quite as demanding as normal, to be a visitor in your own town. I think you'll be delighted with all of the things that we have to offer. Encourage you to go into a dining establishment that maybe you don't go into on a regular basis, but we have a lot of local eateries from fine to fast. So take advantage of that. Go to the Beach Museum, Strecker Nelson Art Gallery. Maybe you want to do a sip and paint kind of venture. We encourage you to expand get out of your comfort zone a little bit and do an activity that maybe you wouldn't normally do. Most importantly, get out and hike on our trails. Linear Park has some, our linear trails are really great for you to take advantage of. So there's a lot to see and do, and if you're needing help with that, we encourage you to go to our website, visit manhattanks.org, and you'll see all sorts of different activities that you can participate in.
You know, with the better weather, I'm going to be maybe heading to the Sunset Zoo.
Absolutely. You know, that'd be fun. Absolutely. The animals are ready for you to just come and see how they have fared over the winter. So most importantly, don't forget to spring forward, put a little spring in your step, and we're going to spring forward on Saturday. So next week, you'll have a little bit more sunshine at the end of the day.
I like that. I like that. Sounds good. Karen, appreciate you coming out here. We'll talk to you again next month.
Always a pleasure. Have a great week.
All right. Stay tuned. More in Focus after this on K-Man.